You're listening to SBS News.
Two West Australian Indigenous men are among 20 people who have completed a grueling 15 weeks in Melbourne to graduate as aviation rescue firefighters. Leon Kelly, originally from Broome, and Joshua Subisato, from 200 kilometres north of Broome, were part of Air Services Australia's Indigenous Traineeship Program, run in conjunction with Kimberley TAFE. Their graduation ceremony is the culmination of 12 months of TAFE study, an induction program, and 15 weeks training. Mr. Kelly says the process has been worth it.
It hasn't really sunk in yet, but I'm feeling really proud, and it's a long time coming, so feeling real good about it.
The program receives over 2,000 applications every year, but only 20 people make it to the final stage. They must have outstanding physical fitness and be able to pass challenging practical aviation fire training as well as theoretical exams. Those who graduate from the program go on to work as firefighters at airports around Australia. Mr. Subisato says the team aspect drew him into the industry.
Every facet of firefighting, you're relying on everyone around you. And that could come down to life and death, and I really have the trust in the guys that have come through, and I hope that they have the same with me.
Lead trainer Gary Tanner says Mr. Kelly and Mr. Subisato have excelled in the program. He says their leadership and dedication has shone through in their training.
Their calmness, incredibly calm. Their demeanours are fantastic. Their attitudes, their willingness to get involved, and they've really performed extremely well through the course, and they've brought a lot to the course.
Mr. Tanner says he hopes the men's success will encourage more diversity in the firefighting industry.
Oh, I think it's extremely important. Why we shouldn't focus on one particular group at a time, but I think it sets a great message that anyone's capable of doing this job. It doesn't matter whether it's where the person comes from overseas, or it's internal, or a male or female. It's a difficult job, and we want the best people for the job.
Leon Kelly will return to Broome to become the first Indigenous recruit to work at that city's airport. He says he wants to show others what they are capable of.
I'll really encourage it when I get back home and get around other people and let them know to get into it. It'll be a really rewarding career, so I'll definitely be encouraging it when I get back.
Joshua Subisato says he also wants to encourage other Indigenous Australians to become firefighters.
Probably one of my driving forces is to try and be a leader for other young Indigenous lads and girls coming through, and sort of showing them that life is worth the drive and worth the dreams.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.